Deal or no deal?
Debating the future of DACA.
8 deaths in a broiling Florida nursing home.
15 steps from a building that had working power and air conditioning.
Irma leaves consumers in a squeeze.
You're going to pay a lot more for orange juice.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. After digesting last night's dinner with key Democrats, President Trump awoke to tweet there's no deal on the program to shield young immigrants. We're live this morning with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Well, they talked over crispy Chinese beef in the Blue Room. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, the president, and his top aides. Afterwards, the Democrats announced they'd reached a deal to start work on an agreement. They said it would include protections for DACA recipients and exclude money for a border wall. The news stunned conservatives. Iowa Congressman Steve King tweeted, if true, no Trump promise is credible, that his base would be blown up, destroyed, irreparable, and disillusioned beyond repair. In tweets this morning, the president insists that no deal was reached last night and that he'd need massive border security to agree to status for DACA recipients. He also said the wall is already under construction and will continue to be built. But he clearly has a heart for the Dreamers, calling them good, educated, and accomplished young people, asking, does anybody really want to throw them out? Steve?
And Stephen, today the president heads to Florida to check on hurricane damage.
Yeah, Naples and Fort Myers. The White House says he'll be briefed on the hurricane response and meet with victims, as he did in Texas and Louisiana after Harvey. He tweets, Irma is a real disaster.
Well, emergency workers in Florida are checking on nursing homes after the tragedy that unfolded at one yesterday, days after Hurricane Irma battered the state. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti says 8 residents died. Others are in critical condition.
This is very tragic.
Hollywood Police Chief Tom Sanchez says investigators believe the deaths were heat-related.
They were utilizing portable AC units, which were insignificant to reduce the excess of heat in the facility.
The nursing home has a poor record with regulators and is ranked as much below average, with a 1 out of 5 rating on a federal nursing home ranking website. Florida Senator Bill Nelson has asked for a federal investigation into the incident.
I think it is an emerging scandal of gargantuan proportions.
Across Florida, millions still don't have power. More than 10,000 people are in shelters after the storm. CBS's Steve Futterman has a snapshot from the Florida Keys.
In parts of the Florida Keys, there is near total destruction.
I can see the foundation of a home in front of me right now, and there's nothing connected to the foundation.
Big Pine Key suffered some of the most extensive damage, many homes destroyed.
And how's your place?
Flooded. It's gone. It's going to have to go start all over.
Block after block, street after street, every home, it seems, has been damaged. This woman briefly became emotional when talking about her losses.
Oh, my God. They're just things. We're fine.
But everyone I spoke with said they will stay.
I'm Peter Ding in Longwood, Florida.
Grilling burgers. Make your mouth water.
Volunteers here at the Northland Baptist Church were at it for more than 2 hours, serving hundreds of hot dogs and hamburgers. For Brittany, this was about more than just the food.
It's just nice to see the community come together.
And for Jody, it was a chance to get a break from clearing debris in the sweltering 90-degree heat outdoors.
Air feels good.
From the looks of things, experts say about 70% of the Florida citrus crop was ruined by Hurricane Irma. CBS's Carter Evans has more from the Sunshine State's orange groves.
More than 60% of Palmetto's crop is either in the water or in the dirt. Thousands of trees were ripped out of the ground by Hurricane Irma's blistering winds.
And it's not salvageable either.
Not any part of it. This would not be harvested until April or May.
Trees left in the water for more than 3 days could also rot or die. Meadows' losses could be up to $9 million. Gene McAvoy is an agriculture expert with the University of Florida.
95% of the
95% of the oranges in Florida, particularly in this region, go for juice.
What's going to happen to the orange juice market?
You're going to pay a lot more for orange juice.
OJ prices went up more than 10% last week in anticipation of the storm and will likely head even higher. People who know the suspect in yesterday's high school shooting in Rockford, Washington, say he was obsessed with previous school shootings and wrote notes indicating he was going to do something stupid.
The girl next to me, she fell and she could hear her screaming and screaming. She had been shot.
That girl was among 3 wounded. Sheriff Ozzie Knezovich says another was killed.
Fortunately, one of the weapons jammed.
He went to the second weapon. The other student did confront him. That's when he lost his life.
Reports identify the suspect as Sam Strahan, a sophomore at the school. At least 23 students and teachers were killed when fire swept through a dorm at a private school in Kuala Lumpur. The victims were trapped behind barred windows on a top floor. An exit was blocked. Volkswagen's recalled nearly 5 million vehicles in China because of airbag concerns. The devices made by Takata, the company at the center of the airbag scandal, tied to at least 16 deaths around the world. A judge has revoked Martin Shkreli's bail, ordering him jailed while he awaits sentencing for securities fraud. Shkreli's the former pharmaceutical kingpin who jacked up the price of a life-saving drug. Ben Braffman's his attorney.
We believe the court arrived at the wrong decision, but she's the judge.
And she agreed with prosecutors who said Shkreli's online offer to pay $5,000 for a strand of Hillary Clinton's hair amounted to a threat. He says it was political satire. He'll be sentenced in January. Actor Frank Vincent was a member of the mob in films and on TV.
Let me tell you a couple of three things. Anthony Soprano has no respect for this thing. He's a guy who stepped over his own uncle to grab the big seat.
From The Sopranos to Goodfellas, Vincent, who died yesterday, played memorable tough guys, but he was also a musician and comedian during his career. He was 78. No stopping baseball's Cleveland Indians.
He made the catch! Ball game!
A game-ending catch preserved a 5-3 win over Detroit yesterday as the Indians won their 21st game in a row to set an American League record. Pregnancy prevention. CBS's Jim Shenavy says there's an app for that.
It's a smartphone app that's been approved for use as a contraceptive in Europe. And now scientists who've studied it say not only does it work, it's better than the pill. It's called Natural Cycles, and it works by predicting a woman's level of fertility on any given day. The app, which first became available in 2014, uses body temperature to track the menstrual cycle. The findings, published in the journal Contraception, are based on 22,785 women. Its developers claim a 93% effectiveness rate. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
Well, today, Medicare will reveal the new design of the cards that beneficiaries will soon be carrying. Gone in this age of identity theft are Social Security numbers right on the cards. There will be an ID number instead. They'll be mailed out starting next April. And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.